Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, December 10th. Some state lawmakers think Colorado's health insurance exchange needs to be more user-friendly. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
More than 46,000 people signed up for insurance plans on the exchange last month, and the enrollment is up 6% over last year. But the gains aren't satisfying some Republican lawmakers who sit on an oversight committee. They say they've heard from constituents who encounter technical glitches trying to sign up. They also think the language on the insurance website is too complicated. Kevin Patterson is the CEO of the Health Exchange.
We know there are some things that we're continuing to work on, and there always will be, because what we do is not easy.
Patterson says his team is using new digital tools, such as podcasts, to lure more customers to Colorado's health insurance exchange. To get a plan started January 1st, customers must enroll by Saturday, December 15th. I'm Scott Franz.
One of the state senators accused in last year's sexual harassment scandal at the state capitol will have a severely reduced role when the legislative session opens in January. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Senator Randy Baumgardner, Republican from Hot Sulphur Springs, was not named to any of the 10 main committees in the legislature. Leaders of the Republican Party did not name Baumgardner to a single committee in the upcoming session. Last year, Baumgardner was removed from his committee appointments after being accused of grabbing a female staffer in the hallways of the state capitol. Baumgardner, in his second four-year term in the Senate, has been asked repeatedly to resign his seat, but has yet to do so. Baumgardner served 2 four-year terms in the House before being elected to the Senate. His district includes Garfield, Rio Blanco, and Moffitt counties. Last week, Breckinridge Republican Deborah Irvine announced her intention to run for Baumgardner's seat when his term expires in 2020. The Trump administration is proposing to open up millions of acres of sage-grouse habitat across the West for drilling, mining, and other resource extraction, including thousands of acres in Colorado. Eric Galatis has the story.
The Trump administration has announced plans to roll back protections on sage-grouse habitat across 7 western states, including Colorado, in order to open up millions of acres to drilling, mining, and other resource extraction. Conservation groups say the move could unravel years of stakeholder collaboration to keep the iconic bird off the endangered species list. Ken Raitt with the Pew Charitable Trust says the proposal would eliminate habitat protections on 80% of the lands designated under the 2015 plans.
The BLM is choosing to upend scientifically based, locally supported plans to benefit the energy development industry, for whom 4/5 of the public lands are not enough.
The changes would apply to 1.7 million acres of BLM-managed lands in northwest Colorado. Sage steppe habitat is not only important for the bird known for its impressive mating dance, but more than 350 other species, including mule deer, elk, and pronghorn. The Interior Department says it will continue to protect sage-grouse and that the move comes at the request of states for more flexibility on public lands. Matt Hollerin, a leading sage-grouse scientist, calls the BLM's proposal a mistake and believes the decision was made without considering science. He warns the changes could throw away painstaking work to craft a federal plan that balanced development and conservation concerns across 11 million acres of habitat across 11 states.
It took several years to develop, from conservation organizations all the way to industry, livestock producers, agricultural industry, the federal and state governments and local governments, sportsmen's organizations. Everybody came together and developed these plans.
Sage-grouse populations have declined by nearly 95% from historic levels. The BLM published its final environmental impact statements and amendments in the Federal Registry and will accept public comments through January 8th. Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Governor-elect Jared Polis is bringing a former political rival and members of his congressional staff into his new administration. Scott Franz has more.
Kerry Kennedy finished second behind Polis in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. She will serve as senior fiscal policy advisor for the new governor. Kennedy was state treasurer from 2007 to 2011. Polis is also keeping some of Governor John Hickenlooper's senior staff at the State House. Lauren Larson will stay on as budget director, and Polis' congressional chief of staff, Eve Lieberman, will become his chief policy advisor. More than 700 people applied for cabinet positions in his administration. The Polis transition team says it will make more hires before Inauguration Day on January 8th. I'm Scott Franz.
And in more coverage of the incoming governor, the Polis administration has an ambitious list of goals to improve the quality of health care in Colorado. Scott Franz has more from the state capitol.
Incoming Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera says one of their goals is to expand services for residents experiencing a mental health or substance abuse crisis. They also want to lower the cost of health insurance in rural and mountain areas. Insurance premiums in these communities can cost twice as much as they do in more urban areas. Primavera spoke about the issue at a healthcare conference in Denver.
No Coloradoan should lack access to affordable health insurance simply because of their zip code.
Primavera got a big round of applause when she said the administration will study the health impacts of gun violence in Colorado. I'm Scott Franz.
Over 57,000 children in Colorado do not have health insurance, but according to a recent study, that is one of the better rates in the country. Eric Gladys has more.
For the first time in a decade, the number of uninsured children in the U.S. has gone up. According to a new Georgetown University report, the number of uninsured kids rose by more than 275,000 in 2017, and nearly 4 million children in the U.S. now lack coverage. Aaron Miller with the Colorado Children's Campaign says while 57,000 kids in the state still lack coverage, the good news is that Colorado was able to hold its uninsured rates steady.
Holding steady was the result of all of these great bipartisan policy efforts in Colorado. And I think that that comes from a long history of advocates and policymakers and legislators working to get kids covered in Colorado.
Miller notes that in 2008, 14% of kids in Colorado lacked health coverage, and by 2016, that number had dropped to 4%. She attributes the decrease to a series of state-level decisions, including expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Compared with expansion states, states that have not expanded Medicaid saw their uninsured rates for children nearly triple in 2017. I'm Eric Gladys.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, December 10th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.